Oh, good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So this Shabbos is famously called Chazon, based off of the beginning of the Haftarah, Chazon Yishawa Ben Amoitz. Question is, why call this Shabbos Chazon? We have very few Shabbosim that we call it a special name. We have Shabbos Shiro, we have Shabbos Nachamu. Why specifically this Shabbos do we call it Chazon, and specifically based off the Haftarah? Now, to understand this, we need to understand what a Chazon is. So there's 10 levels of Nevuah. Among them are Mareh, Hakitz, Chaloim, Nevuah, and you guessed it, Chazon. And the Medrash tells us that what's unique about Chazon? Chazon Kasha Mikulam. Chazon is the harshest. And what does that mean? So with other forms of Nevuah, the Navi has an experience of sorts from which he understands what message Hashem is sharing. Chazon is entirely different. For example, when you read a story, you experience it in one way. When you hear the story, you experience it in a different way. But when you see it happen in front of your eyes, it's a completely different experience. So when the Navi had a chazon of the troubles that would befall Am Yisrael, he comprehended what was coming in the most real and vivid way, and that's why chazon is kasha mikulam. It's the harshest. Because when there's such troubles and sorrows down here, Hashem kavyachal experiences them up in Shemayim with the same intensity as we do. And as loving Father, Hashem is unable to let such things happen. And we see this by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Ra'oira Yetzias Ani Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, I've seen the oppression of my nation in Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk concludes, Ki Yodati Es Machayvav, and I know its pains and hardships. The Piasetzner Rebbe in Eish Kodesh explains that once Hashem saw their oppression, the only thing he knew after that was their pain. Even though Hashem knew that their tsaros and galus was good for them and it was a necessary part of their journey, he simply couldn't bear watching them go through such hardship. That's because Hashem saw it, Ra'oira Isi, I've seen their troubles, not just that he knew about them, but he saw them. And in the next Pasuk, Hashem tells Moshe, you must go and take them out of Mitzrayim. So we see that a vision, a re'iyah, has the greatest impact. And it's the same thing with this Shabbos when we read Chazon, the vision of Yishaya HaNavi. By doing this, explains the P.S. Etzner, we hope to create a Chazon, a vision up in Shemayim of Hashem seeing our troubles and tsars, thereby bringing out his rachamim to bring us out of our galus. And the end of that Torah expresses that hope by concluding Tzion B'mishpat Tipadeh, referring to the ultimate Geula. We should be zeichet to celebrate Tishbav this year in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh with Binyan Beis Mikdashenu V'Sifarteinu B'mher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.